I'm here to stop the lie that gals done spread around. She said I ain't nothing but a hound dog, just snooping round the door. No, nothing but a hound dog, just snooping round the door. You use up all my love, now you don't want me no more. I was nothing but a hound dog, walking in the rain. No, nothing but a hound dog, just walking in the rain.
Every time you heard him yell, I found out who threw the whiskey in the well.
In the well.
Yes, I know who threw the whiskey in the well.
In the well.
Yes, I'm squealing on my friend, 'cause he went south with my inn. Yes, I know who threw the whiskey in the well.
In the well. He was John who threw the whiskey in the well.
Just wait and see. Me, I will tell you in a minute, soon as I find out what's in it. Yes, I know who threw the whiskey in the well. Tell who threw the whiskey in the well.
In the well.
When you kneel down on your knees, I will set your mind at ease, 'cause I know who threw the whiskey in the well. Through the window came a bottle, and it landed on my head. The folks knelt down to pray. They thought Deacon Jones was dead. Elder Brown went way down. Then he raised the deacon's head. The deacon's eyes flew open, and this is what he said. It wasn't Sister Ash.
No.
It wasn't Elder Brown.
No.
It wasn't Sister Kitty, 'cause that gal was in the city. It wasn't Brother Smith.
No.
It wasn't Cousin Sammy.
Who was it, Deacon Jones?
It was Caldonia's mammy.
It was Caldonia's mammy. It was Caldonia's mammy.
She's whiskey in the well.
You've been complaining about the way I do. Been a real good woman, I've been spoiling you. Treating you like a king and serving meals in bed. You're sitting there talking about me finding my own self dead. Yes, you shouldn't say that. Talking about what should I say this time, baby? Yes, I know what you've been putting down. Yes, I know you can't play me for no clown. The man I loved didn't have no clothes at all. Broke, beaten, busted, didn't have a thing on the ball. I took him and washed him and put him on some time. Bought him a Cadillac and got him off that no good wine. Sometimes I think he done lost his mind. Yes, I shouldn't say that. Talking about what should I say this time, baby? Yes, I know what you've been putting down. Yes, I know you can't play me for no clown. Papa told you, your mama sat down and cried. Said you got a real good woman, ain't you never satisfied? You said if that many women kill you, don't mind dying. But you wasn't doing a thing but just standing there lying. Those clothes I bought you, just pile them on the floor. Give me the keys to my Cadillac and crawling out my door. I thought I warned you a long time ago. If you didn't watch yourself, I would have to let you know. I guess I shouldn't say that. You know what I'm gonna say this time, baby? Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know what you've been putting down.
I was at an affair when I caught her eye, and she yelled, "Oh boy, such a handsome guy." We began to dance to a Spanish beat, and I stole her heart as I stepped on her feet.
So don't blame the bossa nova,
'cause it's no big deal.
No, don't blame the bossa nova,
blame my sex appeal. 'Cause when you got a continental air, you don't have to dance like Fred Astaire.
So don't blame the bossa nova,
blame irresistible me.
Now is it down low?
No, no, it's my big blue eyes. No, no, her I hypnotize. Oh, no, I'm such a prize. Blame fantastic me.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Now that lucky girl, she's my bride-to-be, and I can't blame her. She's crazy about me. But when she figures out this accent that I got, she's gonna know a Latin type I'm not.
So don't blame the bossa nova,
'cause it's no big deal.
No, don't blame the bossa nova,
blame my sex appeal.
Oh, they could have played a horror, horror waltz. Any dance will do when you've got schmaltz.
So don't bring the bossanova,
an irresistible me.
Now is it down,
no? No, no, it's my wavy head. No, my samba head. I'm so debonair.
Plain fantastic me.
Now is it down, no?
It's my charming smile. Take my voice, I got a classy style. Oh, do I drive them wild?
Blame fantastic me.
Open the door, Richard!
Man, I just can't get in this house no kind of way. I can't find my key. Now look, there's that woman across the street hollering again.
Oh, if you were mine, I'd hit you in the head with the frying pan, man. Time of morning. Why don't you try the mailbox for the key?
That old lady's Scooty Looty. She sure is on the wall, Beth. No. Hey, wait a minute. She may be on the beam. Let me look in this mailbox here. Oh,
that's the key. The keys was in the mailbox, man. Let's just go on. Come on, let's try this fella here.
Keys in the mailbox. The keys in the mailbox. The keys in the mailbox. So open that door and walk right in. There's food in the icebox. There's food in the icebox. There's food in the icebox. So open that door and walk right in.
Now Richard's upstairs just resting his head, sleeping just like a man is almost dead. Standing all night right outside this place. I'm gonna hop in and beat him a face.
Keys in the mailbox. The keys in the mailbox. The keys in the mailbox. So open that door and walk right in.
Well, let me open this door. I got these keys now. Let me. Ooh, the door is finally open. It sure is cold in this house.
I'm telling you, no wonder Richard stood in bed.
Well, let me blow a little bit, see if I can warm up here.
You know what I mean?
I got much food out in the icebox. Let's go and pick up on some of it.
What you got?
Well, I got some spare ribs and hot sauce, some cabbage and dumplings, some skumala with avocado seed soup.
Let's walk right in, man.
Well, look here. Come on. Oh!
What happened this time?
Richard's gonna put a lock on the icebox.
Oh, no! Wait a minute, you guys. Wait a minute. Shoot! Come up the icebox, old man!
Completely, you give your love so sweetly. love you tomorrow and always.
Decided to give that man his due. Here we go. left home when the kid was three, and it sure felt good to be fancy free. I knew it wasn't the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I'd had enough. Just for revenge, went and named him Sue. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I was getting drunk but getting by. Getting old, going from bad to worse. Went through the door with an awful scream, come the ugliest queen I've ever seen. He says, "My name is Sue, how do you do?" And he hit me with his purse. This ain't the way he tells the tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernails. And he bit my thumb, hit me with his high-heeled shoe. Well, I hit him in the nose and he started to cry. He threw some perfume in my eye. Sure ain't easy fighting with a boy named Sue. So I hit him in the head with a caneback chair, and he screamed, "Hey, Dad, you messed up my hair." He hit me in the navel, knocked out a piece of my lint. Well, he was spitting blood and I was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the wall and out into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the cream de mille. About to get shot by my very own son. He's screaming about Sigmund Freud and looking grim. So I thought fast and I told him some stuff, how I named him Sue just to make him tough. I guess he bought it, so now I'm living with him. Yeah, he cooks and sews and he cleans up the place. He cuts my hair and he shaves my face. Irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And all those nights when I can't score, well, I shouldn't say anymore. Sure is a joy to have a boy named Sue. Yeah, son is fun, but it's a joy to have a boy named Sue.
Granada, Camp Granada. Blah! Hello, mother. Hello, father. I am back at Camp Granada, and I'm writing you this letter just to say my compound fracture's getting better. No one here knows where my trunk is, and my bunk is where the skunk is. And this here, the food's improving, 'cause the little black things in it are not moving. Our camp nurse is quite a swimmer. She says swimming makes you slimmer. Her name's Mrs. Pellegrini. Have you ever seen a whale in a bikini? All our bathrooms have such thin doors. Gee, I wish they'd move them indoors. We're all tired of Mother Goose here. So next Friday night they're having Lenny Bruce here. Let me stay, oh Mada Mada, let me stay. I love Granada every night. The campfire's really keen. Oh, Ma, please send some unguentine. Let me stay up here in Mother Nature's land and tiptoe through the tulips grand. To leave would be a shame. Besides, I'd miss the poker game. Please don't worry, Fata Mata. I'll take care of little brother. He plays ball here and he rows here, and I hope they teach him how to blow his nose here. He wakes up at 6:30 and goes directly to the quicksand. He was lonely, now he's better. He's like all of us, except his bed is wetter.
The jail was dark, and the warden was screaming.
All right, you jailbirds, the lights are out. Start screaming.
Can you hear me? This is your old buddy Stag, man. I hope you don't feel bad about what I did. But man, you don't take care of business like a businessman's supposed to take care of business. handed me all that jive about having three children and a sickly wife, when I knew all the time you ain't nothing mad in your life. That night we was gambling. It was dark and it was late. I knew I threw seven when you said I threw eight. Billy, you know what? Your eyes is getting bad. You need glasses.
Damn right on the one caught up with Stanley. He said, get up on your knees, cause you're going back to jail with me.
Bye.
Okay, good evening, and welcome once again to Where It All Began and Where It All Should Be, and that's right here with me, KBC, at the BitSlap, right? So today we are inspecting some more answer songs. This is, by the way, volume 11, and I don't mind telling you, I am running out. We're getting very near the bottom of the barrel, and I don't think you'll be seeing this kind of show again for a while. But then again, I said the same thing 2 years ago, and here we are again. We started with Roy Brown, Mr. Hound Dogs in Town. You should know what most of these refer to. I Know Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well was Boo Moose Jackson and Steen Allen. After that, Yes, I Know. Don't Blame the Bossa Nova was Jackie Mason, Blame It on His Wonderful Self. Jack McVeigh from 1947, The Keys in the Mailbox, talked about opening the door, Richard. Tomorrow and Always was version one of the Satin Tones, responding to the Shirelles or whoever that was. I played version two of that a long time ago, so I thought I'd give this one a shot. Yes, the sound sucks. Jukebox after that. I don't know who that was or even what it was called, but it sounded so much like Hambone that it just struck me as being an answer. If you're going to put tunes up on YouTube, give people credit, huh? Don't go giving yourself credit for finding this at a yard sale somewhere. KBC has spoken. Don't Lose Your Huckabuck Shoes was from 1965. Mr. Brendan Bowyer from England. Father of a Boy Named Sue was Tom 2.0, another version of that. They're all different, you know. Let's see. Put 'em Down Joe was Sonny Vito, talking about Dion there. And then Three Returns. We heard from Alan Sherman, the return to Camp Granada. Blech. Right? Yes. Titus Turner, the return of Stag O'Lee. And then Don Revell's group from 1960, The Return of Stagger Lee. Okay, all referring to the same guy. And then the Marvelettes from 1961, The Twistin' Postman. Okay, so if you got anything to do besides twist, then go ahead and do it. But otherwise, just keep twisting, keep listening. I got some more answers. You'd be surprised what it takes for somebody to write an answer song. I've never done it, so I don't know, and I'm not going to talk about it. But it's got to be a weird thing. Some of these people have written their own answer songs, too. We're likely to call them follow-ups. But anyway, here comes some more.
Now, in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael, lived a girl named Susie Sweetcakes. You might not know too well. Says her Granny Pearl had raised her, taught her everything she knows. Now, she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Or legend reached the Texas coast on the Corpus Christi Bay and was told to Twisted Switzer, who quickly said, "No way!" With long, brown, crooked fingers, he takes a culture token, says, "I can roll them faster than any sweet cake and smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship part two. Switz demands a smoke off. "Well, bring him on," says Sue. "I'll twist his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops." Switzer says, "Enough talk. Let's go smoke some pot." So they rent out Texas Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all, who walk or crawl. Tickets just $2 ahead. And from every hood and ghetto, no matter race or creed, came the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Spliff smokers from Jamaica, hashishers from Peru. Cheech and Chong had made it, and Willie Nelson too. And there were those that called it kill, and those that called it boo. See Snoop Dogg and his ladies wearing turquoise lace and leather. See the skinheads and the panthers puffing all together. Those from Cali who smoke legal, to the ones who've done some time, to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house the boys had built is filled with smoke and cries of 100,000 screaming heads all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits Switz and Sue, ready for their smoking war. Out comes a pile of weed that reaches the stars above. No seed, no stem, nor stick you'll find in this tasty bunch of bud. A Maui, a Wowie, Panama red, and Acapulco gold. White shark from California, and also a white rhino. Sticks from Thailand, ganja from the island, and Boston's blooming best, and some of that shit that Shell smoked down in old Key West. Fruity pebbles, sour kush, and Hollywood nights. Chronic down from Compton, up to the northern lights. And there's bubbling ice-cold fountain drinks and Twinkies by the bunches. and chocolate milk and Oreos in case anybody gets the munchies. And Susie Sweetcake sneers as Twisted Switzer grins, and the drums roll low, and the crowd yells, "Go, go, go!" And the world's greatest smoke-off begins. Switz cracks his crooked fingers once, and zap, that first joint's rolled. Sue sucks it down with those Sweetcake lungs, and poof, that roach is cold. So Twisted rolls of Switz are sweet, yet Susie still goes strong. So Switzer busted out the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. He rolled it into king-size papes, looking to get ahead, with that Zeppelin burn like the Hindenburg right when it touched her hands. See the blur of flying fingers, see the cherries burning bright. They built a whole new stadium to fit every head in sight. And as 2009 turns to 10 and a whole damn year is gone, the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling on. But then Susie's filled with a coughing fit and joints fall in her lap. Twisted keeps on twisting and the crowd begins to clap. And as Pearly comes from backstage to throw in the towel, Switzer laughs. "What's wrong, Pearl? I thought you taught this gal." "Taught her all I know," sneered Pearl. "Is that some kind of joke? If it were me, I'd smoke you up just like Callisto." At that, he reached across the stage and grabbed up that old hag, then snatched up poor Stone Susie like buds out of a bag. And he grinds them in his fingers, one sweet cake in each hand. And he rolls them in two zigzags and lights them like a roach. And the sweetest lungs by the fastest hands go up in a puff of smoke. Now in the laid-back Texas town on the Corpus Christi Bay, still dwells Twisted Switzer, rolling to this day. Twisting J's one in each hand, and the story is widely told that no one smokes them faster than this dude can roll. While off in New York City, the street still has no name, are what's left of Pearl and Sue in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath those roaches, there's a little silver scroll that says, "Beware of being the smoker when Twisted Switzer rolls."
Breaker 19, this here's a duck again. You got a copy on me, Pigpen, come on. Oh, negatory, Pigpen, there ain't no way out except for that one Atlantic Ocean. Now listen, drop them hogs off in Omaha and get over here in the short. 'Cause it definitely looks like we got us a problem. Bears to the left, bears to the right, we didn't have no place to go. They had us backed up clean to the shore, and them cab over Pete's don't float. I says, "Pigpen, I got me a good idea. Them friends of Jesus gonna save us. So praise the Lord, Mr. Ford, and follow that microbus 10-4. Whales. Sank about 110 of them. I says, "Pigpen, they just didn't have no faith. They definitely gone 10-7. By the time we got into that Piccadilly town, about half of them was lost at sea. I says, "Break 19 for a 10-33. What we got was the cotton pick of BBC.
Hey, say, Faversham, looks like the Americans have got themselves another bloody convoy.
Oh, 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 and a thousand.
Hims. Look at them all. Half of them are sinking in the Thames. Hello, some of our truck chaps are assisting them. Good show, actually. Oh well, 10-4, all that rubbish.
Well, we crossed that channel like snakes on glass and stormed the beach about dawn. I says, grab your shifters and punch 13. We all going trucking on the Autobahn. Now, Pig Pen, this here's the ultimate slab, cause there goes a Mercedes truck. He says, break 1-3 for the strudel machine. You just blew the doors off in the duck. How about it?
Oh, sounds terrible, Doc. We are receiving word to word, but the speed limit on the Autobahn is 12 nickels. You travel too slow, but they're gonna see you around. They're gone, little thing.
Well, we stopped for a coffee at West Berlin. The British had 100 miles to eat. I says, Pig Pen, from here on, it's wall-to-wall bear. It says, bash the wall, we're gonna see. Well, them big red bears must have been in the bush, cause we didn't see it one all day. So we raked up the leaves and we shook out the trees till we finally had something to say. You got it.
Comrade Duck, you have been given until daybreak in the lands to get your cotton picking trucks out of the USSR. You will copy.
Well, we shot them rigs through Salt Mine City with a hammer and a sickle on down. Then we hit the fan through the Sea of Japan, tuned in the Transistor Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here must be a place, cause everybody's eating with sticks. He says, 10-4, this here is CB land, cause my cattle knob just went crank.
Ah, so, loving duck, you have a nice day today, a better day tomorrow. We catch you on trip prop, this one kamikaze alley. We gone, so you know.
No, ho, ho, and a thousand ducks gonna take a bath in the lumberjack. No, ho, ho, and a rat's a rat, round the world with a lumberjack.
Ah, 10-4, Big Ben, what's your 20? Australia? Mercy sakes, ain't nothing down there but Tasmanian devils and them Q-Ala bears. What's that? No double nickel limit. We're gonna be there in a short, Pig Pen. This here's Rubber Dub 10-10 and doing it to it like Pruitt used to do it to it. We gone. Bye-bye.
What the fuck is this? You know what? He done really fucked up this time. You know, his ass is mine. You know, Kid Fresh, let's start this shit.
Fuck,
Mr. Cool J, I heard you wrote me a letter. I wasn't gonna answer, but then I thought I better. Even that's me, Cool J. You'll see that no one gets away from what you said about me. You're illin, and that's serious, but I don't take shit, so LL bust this.
Regret, you'll regret it. What you say is steady.
the anger in my tone overly displayed, but I'm mad as hell. Jay, you better run.
No regret.
You'll regret it.
What you say,
said it.
No regret.
Fuck it.
Five pounds each pay. No regret.
You'll regret it.
What you say,
said it.
No regret.
Fuck it.
Five pounds each pay.
Now what the fuck is this?
Bust, bust, bust,
bust. Diss on this shit, and the motherfuckers don't even know.
Henry, dance with me, Henry. kiss and hold him tight. But right then, the time begins to drag when I start searching through my bag.
She says,
just a moment, please. I can't find my keys. And here's what happens while he's waiting for a squeeze.
She pulls out lipstick, powder,
bubblegum, and bobby pins. But I can't find my keys.
Curlers, tweezers, cold cream, and candy bars.
But I can't find my keys.
Mail, file, school books, an autograph of Fabian. She can find with ease.
Nobody's standing there waiting for a good night kiss. 'Cause I can't find my keys.
Buddy's standing there waiting for a good night kiss.
'Cause I can't find my keys. Goes home and goes to sleep. But next night, his date with me he keeps. He walks me home. We start to kiss and then it all starts happening again.
She says,
just a moment, please. I can't find my keys.
And here's what happens while he's waiting for a squeeze. She pulls out gumdrops, glasses, magazines, and tangerines.
But I can't find my keys.
Presley, Rector's, hairspray, and jelly beans.
But I can't find my keys.
Eyebrow pencil, perfume, and potato chips. Portable batteries.
Nobody's standing there waiting for a good night kiss. 'Cause I can't find my keys.
Buddy's standing there waiting for a good night kiss.
'Cause I can't find my keys.
Frozen custard, piano bench, pretzels and a monkey wrench, tennis racket, army cuffs, pumpkin seeds and coffee pots, watermelons, gold posts, a rabbit foot and French toast, fire hydrant, ash can, TV set, electric fan.
But I can't find my keys.
Yeah. chiming songs. Just a minute. Hey, something's wrong. It's a head-cha-cha, cha-cha Italiano. Head-cha-cha, cha-cha Italiano. Go, go, go. You mixed up the Chiliano on your calabresa. Do the cha-cha like a crazy one. Your head-cha-cha, but don't do all the tarantella. Head-cha-cha, no more mozzarella. Say you stop or I'm gonna tell a papa when you're hey, Gumbar. I love the way you dance, Gumbar. Just a maker with a beat of Bambino. It's like a beat. If you're gonna be square, you ain't a gonna go nowhere. So hey, cha-cha, cha-cha Italiano. Hey, cha-cha, cha-cha Italiano. Go, go, Joe. Shake it like a Giovanni. It's so delicious. Everybody come a fish out of cha-cha Italiano. That's the nice how you cha-cha-cha.
About that hungry Bo Weevil and the things he can't do no more. Now DDT is an insect spray and is mostly used around the farm. DDT means drop dead twice and the Bo Weevils won't hang around the barn. They'll leave you alone. Take the family back home. The boll weevil said to the farmer, "Mr. Farmer, I think I'll split the seed. I done heard about that magic stuff you got that's wiping all these cotton fields clean. I'll leave you alone. Yeah, take my family back home." The farmer told the boll weevil, "I'm gonna buy back all my machine, 'cause when I drop this load on you, I'm gonna start making gasoline. I'll be a happy man. Yeah, don't you understand?" The boll weevil said to the farmer, "I guess I'm reaping what I sowed." The farmer said to the boll weevil, "No, you eating up what I sowed." The boll weevil saw that same old lightning bug sitting up high in a tree. Lightning bug said, "Hey, boll weevil, you still gonna make that trade with me?" The boll weevil said to the farmer, "So now he sure don't wish me well, 'cause I sure would look mighty crazy trying to hide in your field with a spotlight on my tail. I'll leave you alone. Yeah, take my family back home. I'm in misery, and you got DDT. I'm in misery, you got DDT."
Arizona girls mine. shanna, don't you hear me? Well, they're out there having fun in the warm Arizona sun. Get me some of those crazy chicks in the Goldwater town of Old Phoenix, where they walk and they walk and they talk and they talk, where they twist all like this, where they shimmy, don't you hear me? You know they're out there having fun in that warm Arizona sun. Yeah, they're out there having fun in the warm Arizona sun.
Brother Joe are back home safe in San Pedro. My target wore out, my gas is low, and my dog gone for to just barely go. My twin parts are busted, I'm really in a rut. One carburetor's leaking and the other one's stuck. My overdrive's slipping, it won't stay in place. My oil, she's dripping, I have a busted crankcase. Top is torn, it sure does leak, and the springs are sticking up through the seat. The wind blew in and chilled my bride, but me and that Mercury stayed side to side. Now she rattles and smokes like an old diesel truck. I made it home, though I guess it was luck, cause my bearings were busted, my radiator too, and my fan belt was broke right half in two. Still pale, my wife still sick, my old Ford's nothing but a wreck, but I don't worry for what the heck, me and that Mercury stayed neck and neck. A Ford's a good car and mighty fast too, but this one is shot and there's nothing to do, so I thought it over and here's what I'll do, I'm gonna trade it off now, wouldn't you? The guy that gets it, he's gonna be sore, and he won't like me anymore. But why should I worry for what the heck? Me and that Mercury stayed neck and neck. But we had a good race, and I'll remember the day that me and that Mercury went out to play. And there's one more thing I'd like to say. Don't try to beat a kid in a hopped-up Model A.
Right, so anybody got any snappy answers for me? I don't know. Like I mentioned, we're really getting close to the bottom of the barrel on these, so I appreciate your patience with me. We started out with something by a guy named Steven Switzer, something I always wondered if existed, and apparently it does. The Great Smoke Off, Part 2, kind of the aftermath, okay? To Shel Silverstein's Great Smoke Off Part 1, right? Okay. Let's see. Around the World with the Rubber Duck was C.W. McCall again from, that's like an answer to, you know, Convoy, which I think was about 2 years earlier than this, so don't know. Let's see. And then my favorite for the night, Yvette's Revenge. That was from Yvette E/Vet Money. And she's complaining about LL Cool J's song, Dear Yvette, which may or may not have had something to do with her. I don't know. I honestly stay out of the way of these things. I Changed My Mind, Jack. Joanne Campbell there. Dance With Me, Henry. Also called The Wallflower. A couple of things came out. Work With Me, Annie, etc. And that was, of course, Georgia Gibbs along with The Best. Thurl Ravenscroft, right? Okay. Bette E. Martin, 1960, I Can't Find My Keys, which I found out was an original, and that Paul Peterson's was actually the answer. So I don't mind posting originals here and claiming they're not, but they're not, and so I will post them here anyway. Follow that? Okay. Johnny Come Lately was a girl named Kathy Carroll, bouncing off of a Brian Hyland song called Jenny Come Lately. Gwyneth Ashley Robin was after that. Calendar Boy, a number of those are out there. Cha-Cha Italiano, Mary Mazza, Back to the Hop from Danny and the Juniors, another 2 or 3 years after the original. The DDT and the Boll Weevil was Lynn Washington. That was on the Southern Sound label. And refers to Brooke Benton. Robbie Snowden, No One Really Loves a Clown, which I've found to be true on a personal level. I'm not sure if that's a ripoff of Gary Lewis or not, so we just include it anyway. Arizona Sun was the Rivieras, different words to the same song. Okay, we'll throw it in. Like I said, we're near the bottom. And then the Hot Rod Race number 2 from Archie Shibley. He was the original Hot Rod Racer. He had 4 answers to that song. And then we had a guy named Charlie Ryan and the Timber Riders, who answers everything. He's coming up, 3 of them, and I'll see you next week.
Race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say it was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pub. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a 4-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 4-11 gears, so can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. Well, left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright, everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill, we was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights are all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twist the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot and feet clear to the floor, said, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck, I whispered a prayer, just for luck. Fenders clicking, the guardrail close, the guys beside me were white as ghosts. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense, the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines in a row just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started gaining the Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped they could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. We went around a corner with the tires on the sides, you could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over, let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down in a dip, started rocking. I looked at my mirror, and the red light was blinking. Cops was after my Hot Rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking. You don't quit driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. And the Model A went down in history that's here to stay. They raced from Canada to Mexico, passing Cadillacs to and fro. I want you to listen to this tale. After my pop had gone my bail, I took the Hot Rod Lincoln out on a run and getting my kicks and having some fun. It was late in the evening, the moon was pale. I was putting the miles between me and jail. A gal on a cycle was cruising along. I was minding my business and singing a song. Till I saw a sidecar on that Harley and a gal that was stacked like a sack of barley. I didn't know what the gal was a-thinking, but she's poking fun of my Hot Rod Lincoln. Well, I'm a-telling you that didn't set good, because I'd proud of the motor under the hood. So I put my foot down on the gas, I honked my horn and started to pass. Well, when I did, she pulled away and really took off, wanting to play. I wasn't for racing because the motor was tight, I just got the rods back in last night.
Out on the stretch, cranked it wide open. The rods and the Lincoln kept me a moping. I was trailing behind the keeper in sight because I didn't have nothing to do that night. Every car with no sign of fright, her hair streamed out like a tail of a kite. She went over a hill, the bike started shaking, she was hitting on 90 and really a raking. Took a curve on the side, a bad mistake, the sidecar cycle went out in the lake. I slammed on the binders and went into a spin, the steering wheel hit me under the chin. I looked for the cycle, the sidecar afloat without any sails, it resembled a boat. I looked for the gal, saw nothing but bubbles, when I pulled her out I had nothing but trouble. I had a hold of her hair, she really was sore. She sputtered and gurgled for a minute or more. She finally quit moaning when she got her breath. She said, "You fool, you scared me to death." She cussed me and bit me and wished I was dead and said, "I believe you got rocks in your head." Well, I liked the gal and the way she looked. She's the kind you read about in a book. When I got her and the cycle back on land, we started talking and making a plan. The cycle was wet and wouldn't start, and the love bug was biting away at my heart. Now we're planning on our honeymoon, because we're going to get married the 1st of June. With me and the Lincoln, she's not fickle, because she quit riding that sidecar sickle.
You heard of the Russians and the man in space? They say we're behind in this rocket race. Well, up in Washington, they started thinking they needed the cat with the hot rod Lincoln. Because he was half in the hot rod race, the hot rod Lincoln and the Burlington Chase. Pass the Russians as our battle cry, or they'll rule the world as well as the sky. Now, the kid that was driving that hopped up hack turned 21 just a while back. He got a letter from his Uncle Sam. He hopped in his rod, says, "Here I am." Down at Canaveral not long after that, who should I see but the hot rod cat? Boarded a missile with a smile on his face and knew right then there was going to be a race. Before the hatch was shut on his channel rod, I heard him sing out to a gathered crowd, "Don't stand too close when I throttle her back. Man, this rod is mean like there ain't no slack." When the countdown came later that day, he blasted off. He was up and away. Screamed off the pad with his hot machine, wasting no time pouring on the steam. Then all of a sudden, away up ahead, he spied a Russian in his rocket of red. He pushed a button and gave her a blast and went into orbit, and I do mean fast. Past old Jupiter, headed for Mars, flipping them off up there in the stars, coming up fast, away out in space, like man they was having a rocket race. The kid never frowned on an honest race as long as it was done in the proper place. He gave her a blast to make her unwind. He was gaining fast, coming up from behind. He was humming along at a frantic clip because there was no speed limit on this trip. The captain of the Lincoln was taking a ride, and him and that Russian was side by side. There wasn't a cloud out there in space. Him and that Sputnik was having a race. He figured that he could get enough force to steer the Russian off of his course. Heading for the sun where it's good and hot, so he blasted off just one more pot. He's over beside him and crowded him out. Sure enough, the Russian had to turn to the bomb. Countries are betting and the stakes are high on just who is going to rule the sky. Now, this is not the end of this here race, because that hot rod cat's still out in space. We haven't heard lately, but we will soon. That hot rod cat's headed for the moon. Time stands still when you're out in space, but man, we're having a rocket race.